Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
A Riffage Media production.
Well, I guess this is it.
Good morning to you, too.
That came out a lot worse than I thought it would. Good morning.
You have your dice?
Check.
All set, Robert?
Yes, ma'am. I checked the bags twice, and we're good to go.
Great. But are you sure you have everything? Maps, supplies, water?
Don't worry. Hey, everything will be fine. I can assure you that Sarah's safety is my top priority. The mission comes second. The moment I sense danger we can't handle is the moment I turn us around.
Thank you, Robert. I can't help but feel worried, especially after her leaving so soon after, you know. But I can breathe a bit easier knowing she's with you.
I don't take this responsibility lightly. We'll deliver the supplies, find out what they know, and return quickly.
Angie is letting you shadow her today, right?
I guess that's the right word for it.
Ow!
See what happens when you take a chance on yourself?
Ow! That robot arm hurts.
Still getting used to it.
Well, we'll see what happens once Alicia starts feeling better.
Come on. Where's that trademark positivity? This is a great opportunity, Jack. Angie will see how valuable you are. And who knows, maybe we'll come back to find a new leader among us.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm not even sure I'd want that. But you're right. And I am looking forward to whatever this is. An apprenticeship?
Jack the Apprentice.
My first act as apprentice is to call this mission off.
Jack.
I'm just kidding. Mostly. I know what you're like.
Rash, stubborn, careless.
Maybe the first two, but no, not careless. You probably care more than anyone in this place, and that's why you do the things you do. Things I may not entirely understand. I admire you.
Stop it.
You better hurry back, though. There might even be a little surprise waiting for you.
There better be.
I always seem to be interrupting something.
All set?
Just about. I'll see you soon. Try not to worry too much.
You know that's going to be impossible. But I'll try. You're in really good hands.
Downtown Akron. Here we come.
Oh, hi, Jack. Sorry, I'm just looking for... There it is. Alicia is usually the one who keeps things organized.
No worries. How is she, by the way?
We thought it was nothing more than just a cold or even the flu, but they think there's fluid in her lungs. I'm sure it'll be okay. Coffee?
Oh, no, thank you. I could never really stomach this stuff. This is more my speed.
Sarah and Robert just leave?
Yep. Just sent them off.
I'm sure this is hard for you, but she's in good hands. Robert's been here a long time. The best search crew leader I've ever met.
I'm sure she'll be fine. But worrying never takes a backseat.
We are only human. Now that we've picked our poison, let me show you what a day in my life is really like.
Thanks for letting me tag along. I want to help in any way I can.
Be careful what you wish for.
So what's up first with your walkthrough?
We'll stop by the garden here first. It's really just to make sure the plant and crop numbers are stable. I get reports at the end of every week from area supervisors, which I trust, but there's something different about walking by, seeing everything with your own eyes, taking in their scent.
Yeah, it is nice. I haven't come over here very much.
If you ever develop a green thumb, you can stop by on Thursday evenings. They'll show you the process. Everything looks up to standard, so we'll keep moving.
I think Jack might have snuck a soda in my backpack. Do you drink any?
Get down. Don't let them see you.
This isn't the first time I've been around them. And I don't think that hiding... Whoa.
It's not hiding. You need to know when you have an advantage, like this ditch, and make use of it. Okay. We're all clear. Let's get moving.
You don't need to pull me around like that. It wasn't that long ago that I was out here. I know how to survive.
If anything happens to you, it's on me. If the right call in a situation is to make sure we move quickly, whether that involves me forcing you to or not, I'm gonna take it.
Charming. So, what did you do before all of this?
What do you mean?
Well, you're obviously very good with a gun. That can't all be from taking out sick.
I'm ex-military. Did 2 tours overseas.
Now all the puzzle pieces fall into place. You aren't much of a talker, are you?
No, but I suspect you are.
I find it's a good way to pass the time. Plus, it's nice to not be strangers, don't you think?
You have a point. Keep talking, if you want.
Why search crews? You wouldn't want something a little less risky? Not facing danger all the time?
I'm capable of handling myself.
I can see that, but you wouldn't want to relax every now and then?
Too much of that, and you lose your purpose. This is what I'm supposed to do now, and I'm going to do it until I can't.
I hope you find some time for yourself. You must have traveled all over.
I've seen lots of places, sure.
This is the part where you'd tell me where you've been? There we go.
The tourists took most of my early years. When the bombs dropped, my family and I joined this nomadic group after coming out of hiding. Once our resources were depleted, we moved. They moved. When I was with them, we didn't know what safe zones were. We just kept on the run, trying to find a place to settle.
Where's your family now?
Sick.
I'm so sorry that happened.
They didn't make it here with me. I'll never stop seeing their faces when I close my eyes. And leading search crews is the only way to make sure that doesn't happen to someone else.
Other members of your group didn't make it here with you?
I left them behind. Bad apples got mixed in, so... it's for the better.
Both of those losses must have been really hard.
They were, but, we've all lost people. When I first started doing this, it almost felt like every pack of sick we took out was a step closer to safety. But it never ends.
I won't let myself believe that it will always be like this. Who knows what could happen now that the radio tower is fixed?
Time will tell.
For now, just trust that I can hold my own. I'm not a terrible shot. I got your back just like you got mine.
Okay, but if I say jump, you say how high? Immediately.
Sir, yes, sir.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
So, how are you liking it so far? Think you'd want to take charge here one day?
You know, you're the second person to ask me that today. I've just never seen myself that way. But I am enjoying this. There's something satisfying about having to tick off certain boxes every day. It's like I'm actually accomplishing something.
That's a good sign. We don't always choose our roles.
They choose us?
Look at you.
Is that what happened to you?
Has anyone told you about Peter?
I don't think so.
Peter was my older brother. He was the former leader of the safe zone.
Oh, I had no idea. I'm sure...
It's fine. I was always following him around like a shadow when we were kids. He was only a few years older than me, but even then, he seemed to have it all figured out, and he never made me feel like I was bothering him. I think a part of him liked being my shield.
He sounds like he was a good person, and a great brother.
He was unlike anyone I've ever known. I wasn't the only one who looked up to him. He was the kind of person who others naturally looked to when there was a problem, because he always seemed to have the answer. So it was no surprise when he was appointed leader of the safe zone not long after we got here. When he was gone, I was on the commission and everyone started looking to me, assuming we shared that gene.
Wow.
Angie, a word?
Can this wait?
No.
I'll be right back.
What if they don't know anything useful?
Who?
The people through the radio.
Then at the very least, we helped some people out.
You're putting lives at risk.
Just like Robert said, our search crews face this risk every time they leave. We can't just sit on our hands forever.
One day, you'll realize that you can't just make these decisions yourself. I hope that something terrible doesn't have to happen to make you see that.
Everything okay?
Well, it should come as no surprise to anyone that Kevin is not pleased with how this operation is being handled.
I'm not sure if he's even capable of that emotion. I'm starting to think that scowl is permanent.
He has his moments, but it's harder and harder to remember that. I just try to think of what Peter would do if his decisions were being questioned.
What would he do?
I really don't know. I've tried asking him, but he's been frustratingly quiet lately.
I'm sorry. I thought you were joking.
Relax. I was mostly kidding. I have tried, though, asking him, praying for a sign that I was doing the right thing. We'll stop up here for a drink. I've made this walkthrough all about myself, and that's not helpful to you. So back to business.
Do you like it?
Like what?
Being the leader.
It's the spotlight that's hard, being the sole person, but I'm settling into it. I have to accept my fate, I guess. I was chosen. I'm sure what I'm saying doesn't make me sound very much like a leader. I should always be confident and fully capable of my abilities, right? But perhaps honesty is more important than those things, and we all have pitfalls.
You juggle lots of plates at the same time, so I can understand that feeling. I can't even pick out what shirt I'm going to wear in the morning.
I do, but that's why I have a team to help.
Couldn't you just step down if you wanted?
Nope. Lifetime appointment as written in our rules and regulations. Unless I die or there's a vote of no confidence.
That's not democracy.
I would agree, but with comms down across the country and probably the world, we can't communicate with DC or wherever the real leaders of all of this are. They may not even be around anymore for all we know, and that's why we have to keep looking.
It seems like that may not matter anymore. You could change the rules if you wanted to do things differently. Lots of the safe zones seem abandoned anyways.
You may be right, but people like structure and something to follow. Too much change could create chaos, and we have enough of that outside these walls.
Yeah, you got that right.
What is it you want? Where do you see yourself in the future?
To be honest, and this might sound sad, but I see myself here. Maybe that's because I never gave much thought about the future. Seeing as I wasn't even sure there would be one waiting for me. Now that there might be one, I think I just want to be able to make it there with the people I care about.
That's not sad at all. I'm really glad you agreed to tag along. I think I need to get a fresh perspective on what people really want here.
I definitely don't speak for everyone, though.
Oh, I know. There will always be someone unhappy with the decisions I make. I know what it's like to live your life behind a shield. It isn't until that shield is suddenly taken away that you realize you actually have no idea how to handle the world alone. I don't want that for our people. We need to grow, and that can't happen inside a bubble, which is why we need to venture out with the radio tower. We'll head to construction in a minute, but are you ready to see the safe zone's biggest secret?
Wait, are you serious?
I think you've earned it. It's an entire safe full of Little Debbie snack cakes. The last of their kind.
Oh, cool. Who's Little Debbie?
Come on, you can't be that young.
Kevin, is everything okay?
Is everything okay? Let's see. We just sent one of our most valuable people off with an impulsive teenager to meet with complete strangers with no real thought, and the person in charge of the whole thing is too busy entertaining another teenager like he's her goddamn intern.
You need to calm down now. Try breathing between your words.
You ought to be more upset about this, especially considering what happened last time.
You don't think I'm upset? I'm terrified. But Sarah is not just some impulsive teenager. And I trust her, especially after what happened last time. If there are any two people capable of handling themselves out there, it's those two.
We have no idea what they're walking into. No one has bothered to ask why. What is the point of all this?
If the roles were reversed and you were alone, what they're doing would be considered a miracle.
Not everyone deserves a miracle.
Angie has our best interests in mind.
I'll never know why you have so much faith in her.
I don't know what has happened with you from the time we first got here until now. You were kind when we were finding our way.
Some people don't get along. I don't really know what else to tell you.
That's not true because it wasn't like that before. It's like I entered your territory where no one else is ever allowed.
In a way, yeah, that's exactly it. I have a problem with people who have no credentials or experience being privy to things they have no business knowing.
This is a joint effort. We're all for the improvement of this place, and these people count on us to peacefully work together.
I was here for 4 years before you arrived. I put in the work, the time, the sweat, all for me to step aside and be forced to let someone else run their mouth when I don't need to hear what they have to say. It was fine the way it was before.
If you felt this way, why didn't you just step up and say something? You don't seem to mind doing that any other time.
I was next in line. That was my fucking job. I was there with Angie every step of the way, and what do I get for that? It's not your time, Kevin. You don't deserve it. We're going the way of nepotism. She gets elected and I'm sent back to where I was.
Okay, so let me get this straight. A woman, a person probably more deserving of a promotion than you, gets the power and you're still throwing a fit, is that it?
She doesn't know what she's doing. She's incompetent.
She seems to be doing fine to me. And everybody likes her, and everybody approves of the job she's doing.
Angie wouldn't be where she is today if it weren't for me.
And she still counts on you. You're second in command, and you know that.
That doesn't mean shit. Didn't mean it back then either.
Well, I can't change the past for you. What I want to do, though, is work together. To find a way to be civil and make decisions together.
Well, I don't want that. I want you out of this position. This is mine, and not for a newcomer to take for herself.
I don't want anything for myself. Peace and safety for these people, that is what I want.
Well, good luck finding that.
I thought you said not much further.
Something to pass the time.
Ha ha ha.
Just in the distance there. Akron's skyline. We're close.
What do you want to find out from them?
We just need to know where they've been. This care package should be enough for their information. Who's there? I heard your steps. You've been made.
Sir, I came with a warning. I'm unarmed.
Step out from that tree.
Are you the people from the radio tower?
Turn around.
Robert!
I'm just trying to help you both. You need to...
What the fuck was that? Why did you...
Because he was armed.
In case you haven't noticed, we're living in the apocalypse. No shit, he was armed.
He lied. Shouldn't have done that.
He was trying to warn us.
If he lied about this, I don't trust what he had to say. We move forward.
He had his hands up. What if he came to guide us or to tell us to turn around?
We had orders, and we will follow them.
Is that... What is that? A threat?
It's not a threat. You can travel back if you want, but it'll be dark soon. I will find that chapel, and I will get the information we seek, with or without you.
This isn't how we do things.
This is how I do things. I told you, you listen when I say jump. That also means you don't question it.
You're heartless.
Come on, help me move him. My job is to protect you. I will not lose any of our people due to misplaced trust. Never... Right here is fine.
Wait, look at this. Have you ever seen anything like this?
It's just an armband.
I'm not talking about the armband. I'm talking about what's on it. It looks like some sort of weird cross or...
It's a fleur-de-lis.
So you have seen this before?
I've never seen people wearing these before, no. But it's just a generic French symbol.
I wonder what it means.
It's probably nothing. Let's keep moving. Come on.
I'm not going to keep this quiet. You know that, right? When we get back...
Do what you have to do. Just like I'm doing what I have to. Now let's go.
The Day Everything Changed is a Riffage Media production. Created by me, Lane Fortenberry. Season 3, written by Lane Fortenberry and Zariah Leva. Sarah, voiced by Jasmine Anderson. Tessa, voiced by Jillian Bellrose. Jack, voiced by Benjamin Glassman. Angie, voiced by Zariah Leva. Robert, voiced by Jaden Compuesto. Kevin, voiced by Carter Peterson. Adira, voiced by Lee Eden. Liam, voiced by Bear Biarriel. Luke, voiced by Samuel Swafford. Gabby, voiced by Giselle Kowalski. Jane, voiced by Julia Rodriguez. Colin and Otis, voiced by Travis Odom. Asher, voiced by Derek Minifield. Otis's initiate, voiced by Jeremy Thomas. Music by Caleb Broussard and Michael Gay.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.